Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world. And that was for all our veterans that have tuned in tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, also the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us all free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing, and especially the over-the-road truck drivers. We thank you very much for what you do, you guys and gals out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now from California, we've got the one, the only, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yep. They won't be out there very long. Let's see. There they go. It's 48 degrees on the porch, so they're not going to be there very long.
Well, I would think not. Exactly.
But that's 10 degrees warmer than last night, though.
That's true.
Now, what's the temperature out there with you?
Well, we got 52 degrees tonight.
Yay. All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of
America and to the republic for which it stands one nation
under God
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joy Boy Buddy Baker, Biden yesterday had an open mic, and he shot off a comment, which I'm going to play something here, and then let's all just make up our minds and make sure that we heard what we think we hear here. So here we go. You ready?
Yep. Another colleague with disrespect talked down to someone. I promise you, I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Did you hear what I heard?
I sure did.
So, therefore, let me just get this right. If anybody is disrespectful to anyone, I'll fire them on the spot. Anybody on the spot. Well, what exactly did Joe Biden do yesterday when he called Peter Ducey a son of a bitch?
You know, Captain, that sounds suspiciously like he talked down to somebody
mm-hmm.
and treated them with disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president said.
Mm-hmm. And then he doubled down on it, because we do know that he called Peter Ducey, and Peter Ducey repeated what was said in the conversation. He said to him, he says, "Hey, pal, I really didn't mean anything by it." Well, wait a minute. Hey, pal?
Yeah, that's
even more demeaning.
Exactly, because it doesn't sound like a real apology. You know, it doesn't sound like a mea culpa or I'm sorry or I shouldn't have done it, this kind of thing. It doesn't sound contrite. It sounds, you know, kind of like, hey, pal, you know what, Captain, to me, that just, and I'm sorry, I got to say it, sounds like a bunch of malarkey.
Thank you. All right, yeah. let's go to the phone line and see what kind of malarkey we got from this guy. Okay, it's Mike in Clearwater. Mr. Malarkey, what's up?
What's up, Captain? How you doing? Good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure. So a couple of things.
You're only entitled to one.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Captain, you know me. I always...
You won't have enough time, but keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We went from one debacle, which is Afghanistan, to another possible upcoming debacle with this whole Ukraine thing. And then, Kyle, guess what? The president says, well, are you going to accept the results of the upcoming elections? Oh, well, that depends on what the Republicans do. So I guarantee you what's going to happen when the cities start to burn and the people start tearing things up because they can't handle the fact that we took control of the Congress and the Senate. Oh, well, when President Trump supporters did what they did at the Capitol, that was an insurrection. But when these people tear up the cities, that was necessary because that they were trying to preserve democracy and racial justice and everything that us Republicans stand in the way that they can't do. And it's going to be a totally different narrative. And what do you think, Kyle? Am I on the right track? Thank you.
All right, and Mike, you can call back with your second point here after a little bit, but we aren't going to have enough time to barely discuss this. So, Kyle, you got about 30 seconds just to say something.
Well, I do think that Mike is on the right track. It's exactly being set up for that express purpose for, you know, to be able to say they're out there preserving democracy. It's so obvious that that's what they're going to do because they got to always find somebody to blame. They
okay.
don't want to take responsibility.
Let me say this again. Policy. Let me say this again. Is our country a democracy or a constitutional republic?
No, it is a constitutional republic.
Well, then
right.
Where the hell does anybody that's not paying attention or can't look and not find what this United States of America is, a constitutional republic? Let's start describing what the country is exactly, correctamundo.
Well, of course. The way that they're using it is, again, the Republicans are trying to keep people from voting. It's voter suppression, all these other things. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Democrats have done it for years, especially in the days of segregation in the South, because they were the segregationists. Oh, think about that one, folks, while we go to break. Think I'm kidding you? I'm not. The Democrats were the segregationists in the South. Go take a look at the political parties and what was going on in the 1950s and 60s. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You bet you're going to have a lot of fun today. It'll be a good group there. We'll have Lieutenant Commander William Baker there with his Afghanistan report. Matter of fact, he's going to be broadcasting from there with his group that's there. Give us an update as to what's going on with the latest mission that they're on. Obviously, you can't see anything because there's people in harm's way right now over there. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. I talked to Dawn yesterday, who is the executive secretary to Mike Lindell, and she was very happy and told me to tell everybody, thank you for standing by and supporting Mike Lindell in these trying times. Because if you don't know, I'll tell you again, right now, the bank, the very progressive liberal bank that he does business with, is trying to get him to drop his accounts because they're afraid they might get sued because Mike Lindell is so conservative and he might cause their bank to get sued. What a bunch of hooey. I almost said something else. What a bunch of hooey. And here's the deal, folks, okay? I realize that banks are all over the place, but hey, if I'm a banker, I'll take $100 million in my bank. Are you kidding me? I'll take $100 million in my bank right now. Just wing it on over, baby. But anyway, Mike Lindell, go to the website, MyPillow.com. Check it out, okay? Go to the radio listener specials page that's there. You're going to find all kinds of massive discounts, 50%. 67%, 75% on items. And all you got to do to get those prices is the promo code is the word Captain. That's it. Captain, get to those reduced prices over there. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I told Mike to call back because he said he had a second question, and you just called back. So let's find out what Mike's second question is. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Kyle. The second thing, like I said, that I brought up earlier, but we didn't have time, this whole upcoming thing with Ukraine, all right, what disturbs me is that we just came out of a 20-year war, and the way we pulled out was an absolute debacle. Now, I remember talking to you guys about this maybe about a year or so ago. It could have been longer, but you look at the history, and it's not good, right? We tried to liberate Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. We had our tails handed to us. We tried to liberate Vietnam. We had our we lost. Korea, pretty much the same thing. We went in there, tried to do that, and even though we didn't really lose, we didn't really win either. And then you have the 20-year Afghanistan war, which we left. It was a debacle. We had our tail handed to us on a platter. So what does this guy expect to do? Are we going to go into Ukraine and start another God knows how long of a conflict only to lose and come back and say, well, we don't really have anything to show for it? And meanwhile, Ukraine now belongs to Putin. We really don't have a good track record when it comes to the conflicts that we get involved with and the outcome. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, well, Kyle, let's establish a couple of facts here. Was the United States and the United States military or government ever officially involved in the invasion of Cuba by the Cuban militia folks from South Florida?
No, I don't think so.
No, they were not. Not at all. Never got involved, stayed out of it, didn't want to be involved because there were certain things that had to be done, and the Cubans down there, my understanding was they wouldn't follow the procedure that our military people would have wanted them to do, and then they might, underline the word, might have gotten involved, but we were not involved in that. Number two, when you talk about Vietnam, we were winning when I left. We were winning.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And the only reason that we wound up losing was because our troops were pulled out of Vietnam. That was all part of the negotiations with Henry Kissinger and whatnot. And I don't think it took 6 months from that point for the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese to totally overwhelm the military and the government of South Vietnam. I believe that's about how long it took, and that was it, end of story. But when I left, nobody was losing anything.
Well, right. Well, during especially Vietnam, you know, you had this idea of running everything, you know, basically from the White House. We had similar issues under Obama, I think, in dealing with things going on in Afghanistan. President Trump had a much different, almost Reagan-esque approach to things, and that is, what does the military do? It destroys things, and you know, it actually wins.
Destroys things and kills people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so you got to let your generals who know how to do it go in there and do it. But you can't second guess every little thing because it becomes a political war. That being said, you know, what could happen in Ukraine, you know, is really anybody's guess at this point. But I do know this, if we have American troops going up against Russian regulars, you know, this is a whole different dynamic than anything that we've seen. And not to say that it couldn't be done or that it couldn't be won, but this president, this party, this White House, this attitude is something that they're going to get us in so far that it's going to be a catastrophe, I would fear, because they would not allow this thing to really be done the way it should be. But even that being said, you know, what is the alternative here? It can't be simply that, okay, everybody's going to go fight. It's got to be, you know, what is going to be the exit strategy, I think, is a really good question. This is something we've heard about for a long time. When you got into World War II, you didn't think about exit strategy. You just needed to win. But that was also a different dynamic. But here, if there's no clear what does it mean to win, what's the exit strategy, what do we do if Putin can overwhelm it with so many troops, I don't know what Biden's going to do about that.
Okay, well, here's what's going on right now in the Ukraine. You have Russian sympathizers, men and women, and their children, because they use them as cover, And they're going around and they're looking at different things. They're taking pictures. They're reporting back to the Russians. And in some cases, you may actually have Russian special forces in country sizing up targets and making a list. Because remember, they have a very adequate air force prepared to do what they need to do, correct?
Right.
It's not just the tanks. They have an air force. And a lot of what's going to be done is going to be done from air to ground. They can have all the shoulder-fired missiles they want to go after the tanks, but it won't do them any good if they got planes dropping bombs on them, which is probably what's going to happen. Now, that's my guess. I hope I'm wrong, because nobody wants... And by the way, the Russians carpet bomb.
Right, yeah.
They carpet bomb, which is against the United Nations rules of engagement, but they don't care because they just don't care. And they every time they get involved in something, that's it. They'll carpet bomb whatever it is they're dropping bombs on.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, I think we're in this position, Captain, primarily because we projected weakness from our nation.
Yes.
And, you know, part of the job of being president, you know, it's all the pomp and circumstance, and that's great. But this is where the rubber meets the road. And Biden has, through his action and inaction, just projected this idea that says, hey, it's like ringing the dinner bell, for goodness sake. You know, this is simply not acceptable for our place in the world as the leading superpower.
He's an old man who's gotten old. Some of us age differently than others, but we don't lose our faculties. He has lost his mental ability to be able to reason and think things out like this, which is, and I snap my finger, because that's what you have to do when you're leading a military, when you're leading a government, when you're leading the world. That's what you have to be able to do.
Exactly. And they have to know that you're sitting behind the resolute desk and nothing, repeat, nothing is going to move you. Mm-hmm. They have to be so scared of the American president, no matter who they are, for what party or whatever. They have to be so scared that whatever they do is going to have massive consequences, not just epic economic sanctions or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, everything turns to chaos, and this is simply not acceptable.
Yes, and... Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We've left the door open. Putin is not stupid. And I believe that and a lot of people are saying this, so I don't know if I'm agreeing with them or if they've agreed with me or what the deal is. Don't really care. But I believe this is going to be time to the Olympics.
I think you're right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world will be distracted, maybe poor choice of terms, but they'll be looking at this, but it'll be time to stir up the pot at that point.
Speaking of stirring up the pot, we've got to go to break, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and myself, don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning, and Tuesday means one thing around here, and here's what it means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof that a lack of competition in the market costs the average family about $5,000 a year. Biden once again saying capitalism without competition is not capitalism. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine,
which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And you know, folks, Relief Factor has been very successful in either lowering or eliminating pain for millions of people over the years. Now, I've been taking this product for going on 7 years now, and I've often been asked the question, how does it work? What does it do? Well, first of all, it's designed to heal, and it's designed to help you because of the ingredients that are in it. It's an all-natural product. There are no narcotics in it, so you're not going to get that buzz or anything like that. Now, what's in it that helps you is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or even eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on at the moment. Simply put, it goes right straight to the source of the pain and eliminates it. Now, the other day, when it was really cold, started to drop down, Saturday in particular, my shoulder started to hurt, my wrist started to hurt, my back started to hurt. I took an extra packet of Relief Factor, and within 20 or 30 minutes, because I've already got it in my body, because I take it twice a day, within 20 or 30 minutes, the pain was gone. Gone, okay? I've never, never had a product work like that for me. Now, the only reason it worked like that is because it was already in my system, because I take it twice a day. It is 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which are all good for you. Now, it costs $19.95 to get started. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95 three-week quick start product, give it a shot, see what it does for you. And if it works for you, like it has for millions of other people, you don't do anything. You'll start to get it shipped to you automatically. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a shot, the three-week quick start. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's a book out right now by Peter Schweitzer. It's called Red-Handed. Have you heard about it?
I've heard a little bit about it, yes.
Well, Peter Schweitzer, who I've had on this show, haven't had him on recently, but I'll try to get him on again. I might have to do a daytime interview and then just record it because I don't think he likes getting up early, but whatever. But anyway, the book, he says, is the scariest investigation he's ever conducted. Now, let me explain, okay?
Okay.
The revelations began about Red-Handed with five deals between the Biden family and people associated with high-level Chinese communist political intel ties. Five different people. And that paid the Biden family $31 million. Wow. Now, if I'd done that, if you'd done that, we'd be under the jail.
Right.
Okay? And this is a book now that's been written. So take it for what it's worth, right?
Well, right. And, of course, people will remember Peter Schweitzer. He also wrote the books Clinton Cash.
Yep.
I think Profiles in Corruption.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so he's the real deal. And so his research is going to be a pretty compelling, one would think.
Now, Microsoft's LinkedIn censored posts of Schweitzer's Red-Handed, which was criticizing the big tech ties to China, and Microsoft's LinkedIn, because that LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft. I think you probably know that. So they shut him down there. But Schweitzer has made it very clear, and he has proof, that Hunter and Joe Biden have had intertwined finances. They've shared bank accounts. They've shared money going back and forth from one hand to the other. And Joe said so many times, well, I have no idea what Hunter's up to. I don't pay any attention to him.
That's right, especially during the campaign. Yeah, that's right. And he would constantly repeat that.
He lied.
I'm shocked.
I'm not.
I'm so shocked.
I know. Yeah. You're not either. I know that.
Yeah.
But here's the shame of it all, okay? We got this lying family that's been there for 40-some-odd years. And between the brothers and between Joe and between his sons and maybe even his wife, can't say for certain, but maybe even his wife, it's not $31 million that they've absconded with. The total is $8.5 billion over that 40-year time.
That's really unbelievable. Really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Captain, so much of this kind of thing was suppressed during the campaign. The American people didn't really have all the information about Joe Biden. The liberal media let everybody down because they wouldn't pursue it. The people that actually squelched stories about Hunter Biden, they wouldn't let the American people hear about this. And, but it's all coming out. And people have a funny way of saying, huh, well, maybe I'll vote differently. so they won't be able to control that at that point.
Well, there will be a lot of people voting differently because this stuff is not hard to find. I'm not talking about going out to a conspiracy chat room and finding it. These are news stories, legitimate news stories, where people have been reporting on things, but the mainstream media just hasn't picked up the stories and run with them. We have, because we vetted it, we realized it was accurate, We realized it was authentic. The networks that my show is on, they have, their news people have, and if we're going to, you know, we're unified here. We are unified. And bring it on. That's all I can say.
Well, right. And, of course, a lot of these news media individuals, you know, they simply wanted their guy to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're I'm not trying to paint with such a broad brush, but there are many decision makers, influencers in the media and so forth who just wanted their guy to win. They could have cared less what Joe Biden did with China or whatever.
Well, you're right. And unfortunately, a lot of people wish that they had an opportunity to vote over again, because when we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about the liberal program hosts, news hosts, that are now taking it out on Biden, and they realize that they've made a serious mistake in getting behind him and getting behind Harris, and a couple of networks have become woke in the sense that they've woken up and realized that they blew it. They made a big mistake.
They did make a big mistake, and now they're going to try to fix that, not necessarily by, you know, suddenly doing great jobs or something like that, but it's going to be they'll find another horse that they want to back, and they'll go from there.
And it won't be Kamala.
Well, it won't be Kamala, no, but it'll be much more it's somebody who will deliver the far left agenda that they've been trying to do with Biden.
Yeah, and it won't be Bernie either.
No.
They're gonna find somebody like maybe it'll be Joe Manchin. Who knows?
Well, you never know, but honestly, you know, they didn't get satisfaction with Biden. And on top of that, they see that he's just completely incompetent to be able to do this job, even just with the little things, quote unquote, of the presidency. He just can't seem to get a handle on things.
Well, this is what happens when you start to age and your faculties start to go and you get dementia or whatever it is that he's suffering from. And this is what happens, because he obviously, and by the way, I don't think he's led such a great life all these years. I think he's been quite the party guy, the drinker and all that stuff, and none of that helps.
No, it doesn't seem like he's doing well, which is, again, sad to say. You know, to prop him up there and make him go out and do another press conference, or make him sit there and then he says what he said to Ducey at Fox News, just shows that it's deteriorating.
Yep. And folks, here comes the music. Folks, hang in there. Kyle and I are going to be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got some weather to talk about. There's quite a bit of fog out west. I got a couple of Midwest storms that are developing right now. And the south is going to rise again. It's still cold, and we got rain and a system coming across right now. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That is Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that is a war protest song from the 60s, Kyle.
Yes, I remember.
Yep. And they got up there, and they got to a lot of these different rallies and played that song. It ain't me. I remember that. And I know military son, y'all, and all that stuff. And, you know, some of us that were already in the military just stood there and laughed. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, well, I'm going to turn you loose and let you go because you got a lot of stuff going on out west, and then we'll get into what's going on across the central part of the country and down my way.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start tonight in New Mexico. Santa Fe has a winter storm watch that's going on right now. If you're coming down Interstate 25 or going up Interstate 25 from Santa Fe, heading on into Colorado, we still got a winter weather advisory there. And starting a little north of Colorado Springs, winter weather advisory going up through Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, Cheyenne, all the way up into the southeastern corner of Wyoming with the continued winter weather advisory. Also, at the northern part of Wyoming, as you come up I-90 into Montana, you've got the advisory going on there, and this is going to head on over now with turning into really a wind advisory just before you get into Bozeman along I-90, and then winter weather advisory stretching up through Helena and a little bit north of there, looks like up towards Great Falls, as a matter of fact. Tonight in some of the passes, we don't have a lot of weather to report, but we do have some pretty cold temperatures. 4th of July pass at 26 degrees. We've got Cabbage Hill at 28 degrees, but they have ground fog, so that also means that's going to be most likely freezing frog.
Yeah, they'll probably freeze a few frogs on the way.
The frogs will be frozen along with the freezing fog as well. That's right, and also spots of ice on the road. So do be very careful. We've got freezing fog down near Walla Walla as well in Washington. Also around Seattle, dense fog advisory heading down towards Portland. That's going down Interstate 5, and that's going to continue a little bit south of Portland, maybe towards Corvallis. Richard the Marine, though, is checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, and he's saying it's 39 right now and clear, so that fog is not affecting our friend Richard the Marine there in Oregon. So that's kind of what's happening out west tonight, Captain. We still have some pretty cold temperatures, so be careful, especially with your fuel tonight.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk about North Dakota, South Dakota. We do have some really cold temperatures up there. Rapid City, South Dakota, got a little bit of snow there. As you come through there, you'll be out of it maybe 10, 15 miles in once you get into South Dakota off the Montana line. Now, Minnesota, George up there, you got a log in the fire tonight? I bet you do. Cold weather up there, cold weather in the northern half of Iowa. Most of Wisconsin is getting some really cold temperatures. Lake Michigan, it's cold on the lake, and the west side of Michigan, again, you've got snow coming across. The wind's blowing just right to where you got snow on the west side of Michigan proper, so there you go. Now, coming on down into Texas for just a minute, we have got a long area of fog right now on I-35, which is going to take us from Dallas down to San Antonio and almost all the way to Laredo. So you're going to be in some real dense fog going that away. Now, we have some very unsettled weather conditions because of the snow coming out of New Mexico that could spread over into the panhandle of Texas, Amarillo, as well as down towards Lubbock, over to Plainview, on down to Midland. That is a developing system. Have to keep your eyes on that today. Pay attention to weather radio. You might have a surprise come tonight over that away. Now, all along the Gulf of Mexico, from Galveston all the way over to Big Bend, we've got some windy conditions. We've got a developing system there, a low coming across, which is going to bring some wind, some rain, some thunderstorms, if things warm up enough to do that, over here into Florida. Now, right now, where I'm at, the temperature has warmed up, Kyle. It's 50 degrees right now where I'm at. Unofficially, temperature's 50 degrees. When we started the show, it was 47. So it has warmed up temporarily anyway. And then we do have some snow tonight in the mountains of West Virginia and over there towards where you would get on I-76 and I-70 on the Pennsylvania Turnpike right there. We do have some weather. It looks like fog maybe up along the Maine coastline tonight because it's not snowing, but the weather, the water and the colder temperatures looks like we're getting some shoreline fog right there. And then we've got some patches of what looks like fog coming on down around Long Island, around Jersey, the Chesapeake Bay area, and then down along the coastline of North Carolina. Looks like we've got a couple of areas of fog there. Now, that's what we got right now. And the good thing about what we do here, folks, is the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And you will always hear us talking about them because that's the place to go if you want a late-night snack. The kitchen's open. If you want some coffee, they got coffee. If you want an iced coffee, they got that, too. If you want a soda, they got that. Hell, if you want a milkshake, they'll make you one of them. So stop by and see what they have to offer. And what else do they do, Kyle?
Well, Captain, they have the My Rewards Plus app. So when you're joining the Drivers Club and you download the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to get access to tracking your points, but also all kinds of other great things for the Pilot and Flying J's. For example, for the pro drivers out there, mobile shower reservations. You can reserve things right from your cab. Also, prime parking reservations. Also, receipts, tracking, and sending right there in the app. All kinds of things, other special offers as well, the My Rewards Plus app, and you can download it at pilotflyingj.com.
I was just sitting here thinking to myself, laughing. Oh, yes, this is the captain. Please have my bath drawn and the towels ready at 0500. I'll be there to take my morning bath.
That's
oh,
right.
Boy. I'll bet somebody would do that.
Yep. Yeah, but the great thing is that there's so many things that you can do through the app because the good people at Pilot and Flying J want to take the best care possible of the truckers out there.
You know something I think about? That's something that Mike would do.
Yeah?
He would do that. He would
right.
call. He would call up and use that service. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm throwing that in there for Mike because I know he's listening. Okay,
yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know, Kyle, we certainly owe a lot to the truckers and whatnot, and we want to make sure that you guys and gals understand that this radio show is here for you, and we know what it takes. Believe me, I had 9 trucks over the years, and my wife and I ran a small company together as well as a brokerage, and we did a lot of specialty loads like entertainment freight, hauled a lot of big-name entertainers around Florida and around the country when they needed to be moved. So, that was fun. It was fun. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
this is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.